The Bible says when you come together, someone has a prayer, someone has a teaching, someone has an exhortation. So we're just being dished. Amen. So there's no dull time. Amen. If you feel sleepy, go and drink coffee. Amen. Or get somebody to lay hands on you, one of these brothers. So I just felt an unction to go deep in one or two scriptures. Amen. You know, Bryce taught us about that. He said there are different types of studying. Amen. This one now is microscope. That's what we want to go read down and look. Amen. Amen. You know, we saw the right there, there are different types of seeing. There is the casual seeing. There is the active casual seeing. Amen. You just look and go away. But you look and you observe it for some time, you continue. But there is one where you inspect. And then there is one where you continue to inspect. Amen. You are beholding the Lord continually. So we are progressing. So I want us to look at I want us to look at Corinthians. Because I believe that there is something that God is working out in our midst. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6. Let's read just a few scriptures. We'll end up in 1 Corinthians 2. But there's a thought I want us to look at. We're going to dig into it today. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17 is where I want to go. I don't want to digress. So read it with me. 1 Corinthians. It says, but he, who is he? Okay. So, you know, we have that. I teach my students, I say, look, when you look at a slide, you have to have what I call a catechism. That is, you have to have questions in your mind. Is this, you know? You must have a way of doing it. Amen. So, when you read, when you want to go deep, you must have a way, you know, of looking at it. So, when he says, he, all right, you're no longer reading newspaper now. We are doing microscope study. That is, we are digging in deep. So, who is he? You have to take away he. What would you put there? What would you put there? If we should talk now. What do you put there? Okay, someone said you put the soul. But can you be more specific about the soul? Which part of the soul? It's the mind. Because remember, God, we are speaking of words. So God is speaking to your mind. So it's actually the mind of Christ that is ministering to you. Amen. The mind of Christ is what ministers to us. That's what has been ministering to us. Not the mind of man. Amen. 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 Say amen now.
Amen.
Sister Nania, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so you say he that is joined to the Lord. So the question is, can somebody be joined to the Lord? How can he be joined to a spirit? God is a spirit, is it not? And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So this scripture is telling us that we can be joined to God. Not just we. That is my mind. Alright? Because see, we are in a time when there are other spirits that want to be joined to your mind and to my mind. So brother, it's not a question of do I want or do I not want. The brother has told you, you stop on the road and what happens? Fear comes into you. There are spirits that jump into you. That situation is ministering some spirits to you. So, brethren, the battle is go. We are taking it to the gates. We are no longer fighting like before, where the devil is attacking us in our mind, and we are there begging God, God, please tell the devil to go away. No way. We are sons. Say, I'm a son. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God says, go and fight. Amen.
Amen.
You know, those days when you guys look for trouble outside. They pursue you, run into the house. The father said, who are you? Who are those people? Are they not men like you? My friend, go and meet them. Amen. That's what God told Joshua. The man was on the ground and said, my friend, what are you? Get up. go and deal with the problem in the camp. Stop, I don't want this crying. Hold on. My friend, get up. Go and deal with the problem. That's what God is telling us. Get up. Go and deal with the problem. Amen. Rebuke the spirit that it will go from you. Amen.
Amen.
Rebuke the spirit of lust, of anger, all those things. Rebuke them. 5 minutes are gone. Amen.
Amen.
But we have to learn the secret. So that's what we want to do. To say he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. When I saw it, I was excited. I said, so this is something can be happening. This is a different level of gain, right? Okay, you have read the other ones, fornication, the temple, that's the background. But I'm looking at this joining to the Lord, this interaction, okay? Because for me, that's where the key is. Okay, if I'm able to understand how I can be joined to the Lord and remain joined to the Lord, and one spirit, remember, the spirit that he's speaking about is the spirit of Christ. Amen. It's the spirit of Christ. I remember, it's the same spirit that was in Jesus. You understand? He said the spirit of God that was in him is the same spirit that is also going to come into us, is it not? So, and that is what the lampstand is telling us about. This scripture is actually talking about the lampstand. The lampstand, you say you make one piece of metal, you beat it into six branches, three, and then there's a middle one. All right? That is what he's speaking about, where we are joined unto the Lord. Okay, so how does this happen? But before I do that, let me read one more scripture. Okay, let's look at 2 Corinthians 3. Because this one now brings it home. Alright? It's no longer a big word. 2 Corinthians 3, go to about 14 or so. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. Okay, go to 13. Okay, let's start from 13. Okay, now, it is more specific what he's saying. Okay, say, but not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished, or which is abolished. But what? Their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Covenant. Which veil is done away? Where? In Christ. Amen. So if you are joined to the Lord, that means the mind. That means we are in a place where the veil over the mind begins to be broken down. Amen. And when the veil is broken, 1 Corinthians 13 tells us, that we all with that before, when I was a child, I spoke like a child and so on and so on. But when I became a man, what happens? I put away children. And then the veil, you know, that was there will be taken away. But look at verse 15. It says, but even unto this day, when Moses is reigned, the veil is upon the heart. So he's the mind and the heart are two different levels. Okay, I don't want to complicate it, but the heart works at different levels. There is the heart at the level of the body. Okay, that's this one. There's the heart at the level of the soul, where all the four dimensions of the soul work together. There's the heart at the level of the mind, where all the different dimensions of the mind work together. So the heart is a very deep place. All right. But look at it, say, but now, okay, no, 16 say, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil over the mind, over the heart, shall. That word shall means a must. Say to yourself, shall. Amen. You know, the other brother was telling us about faith. But then we need to be radical about the faith. This veil shall. Veil shall. I thought you'd be saying shall like this. Amen. Veil shall. The veil shall be taken away. Amen. When they say government shall, it is finished. You go home and rest. Government shall give you a house. Brother, you have the house, you know so. When they say government shall, it is okay. Or plaintiff shall. The defense shall. It is a rule. Nobody can argue with it. Amen. Say, the veil shall be taken away. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, that is what?
Liberty.
Amen. So, the veil, you see, because how can you be joined when there is a veil? Don't you understand? So, when you say you are joined to the Lord, where are you joined to the Lord? Is it your leg that joined to the Lord? Amen. Is it mine? And he's telling you that there is a veil already in the mind, a veil in the heart. So if you and I do not do anything about the veil, brother, it will be there. In fact, it will be growing thicker. Hallelujah. So you see yourself, you know, going, being distant. You know, the word of God is coming, it's not making impact. It's because of the veil. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word is coming, but it's like, welcome, it just hit it, boy, and reverse back. Hallelujah. So, where we are fighting now, we are saying, Lord, I'm turning my heart. Amen. But look at verse, it is about we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. This is the law of change. Huh? Are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Amen. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So when you are coming to Night Vigil, say, today is another change.
Amen.
Everybody say, yeah, today is another change. Amen. Amen. By the time you are going in the morning, you cannot be the same.
Amen.
Don't you understand? Because you are turning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we are turning. Hallelujah. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. We are turning. The plane is about to take off. Amen. Hallelujah. So, These are two scriptures. There are many others, but because of time, that is telling us very clear that there is a mind. Amen.
Amen.
And that there is a veil over this mind. Eh? But that this mind, the only deliverance it has is what? To turn to the Lord. That is the only work you need. It's not that you are going to remove the veil. Just turn to the Lord and the veil is gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you get the emphasis? My work is what? Turn. Hallelujah. And what are you turning? Your mind. Hallelujah. If you turn the mind to the Lord, the veil shall be broken. So it's a contract. You turn the mind. God says, I will break it. Hallelujah. Okay, so, all right, I feel like reading one more. All right, Ephesians 4. Let's look at Ephesians 4. Okay, this will give more background. It will make us move faster. Ephesians 4:17. Okay. Yeah, it says, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye what? Ye walk henceforth, not as the Gentiles walk. What? In what? In the vanity of the mind. Amen. You know, this thing, Isaac had this dream. He said you saw people climbing. It's true. It's a very steep. But you see, we have to take one step a day. Amen. The recovery of the mind is a big thing, but we must do it. Say amen. But it is one step. Say from glory to glory. Don't plan for a quantum leap. From here, you jump and you are there. No. Just one step. Amen. Sufficient unto the day is what? Because I use my mind every second. Don't you understand? There's nothing I'm doing now. The mind is working. It's a workhorse. Hallelujah. But say this thing is the vanity. It's working at a very low level. But God says, I want it working in the heights. Because say my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Don't you understand?
Yeah.
So we're going from a very low place where my mind is always, you know, and I'm coming to a point where it is completely dwelling at that high level. Amen. Look at what it says. Having the understanding darkened. Huh? Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Now, the thing is, God's life comes to your soul through the mind. Amen.
Amen.
That's the key. The life of God comes, and that's what we're going to, when we go to 1 Corinthians 2, you see it. The life of God comes to you and me through the mind. Amen. And if my mind is darkened, that means the life of God is not coming. The mind is the mouth of the soul. Don't you understand? That is the lips. That lips of Isaiah 6. He says, I'm a man of unclean lips. Forget about, you're talking about the mind. Huh? They say somebody took coals and did what? Healed it. You say, your lips are cleansed. Hallelujah. So we must have faith. Eh? There is a ministry that is cleaning the mind. Hallelujah. So it says, be alienated from the life of God through the... He says, this is life eternal, that they might know thee. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't you understand? We receive life when we know God, when we are aware, when we are intimate, when we are joined to the Lord. So the key is joined to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because of the blindness of their heart. Praise God. Okay, so I think we can go to 1 Corinthians 2 now. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
If your eye is heavy, just say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, you know what? There's something that the Spirit of God told me we would do. Okay? You know, we're going to read the scripture. Everybody will read one verse. I think you agree. Everybody will read one verse of 1 Corinthians 2. When you finish, you start again until everybody has read one verse. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But this is not part of my 20 minutes, so it's for you, so you're alone. It's for you, so. Okay, so who is going to start first? Who's reading, sister? I mean, is reading first. Huh? Okay, at the same time. Uh-huh. But Sam says, all of us should read it at the same time. Should we read it sitting down?
Standing up.
Or standing up? See, the brother said we should stand up for it not to be. Is that the brother? The man said we should stand up. Oh, yeah, so let's all stand up and read it. So that the sleep can go away. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's start. One go, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear,
and
much trembling. Hello. A tithing word of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. How be it? We speak the wisdom of God from them that are matured or perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that you do not. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified. Amen. I have not seen, the ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them, to love them. But God had revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Verse 10 again, let's read it again. You, God, have revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. One more time. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of God which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Amen. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are given to us freely. Amen. Verse 12 again. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges of it, yet he says, judge of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may destroy him? But we have the mind of God. Amen. Let's give God a clap offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we can sit down now. Amen. Sleep is now in my tree. Amen. Sister Angela, say praise the Lord. Amen. We welcome you to the fellowship. Amen. Hallelujah. So did you get the high point? You got the high point. Amen. The devil cannot deceive us again. Amen. I'm not that old man that I used to be. Can we sing that song? Amen. What's that song again? We don't need piano. Let's just sing it. He's changing me. Is that it? He's changing me. Jesus. He's changing me. As I look upon his face, Jesus is sending me, that is great, and Jesus is sending me. My blessed Savior, I'm not the same. My Jesus is changing me. As I look upon his face, my Jesus is changing me. By his grace, my Jesus is changing me. My blessed Savior, I'm not the same old man that I used to be. But though it's so going, yes, yes, I know it, that one day I will be. Amen. I'm not that same old man. Amen. That came into this room.
Amen.
By 10 o'clock. Amen. I'm a new man. Hallelujah. So after this, I expect questions. If it's not clear, ask. We'll deal with it. Alright, let's go back to that 1 Corinthians 2. Let's pick the high points. Amen. Okay, let's start with verse 5. It said, God said that your faith should not stand in fear and in in the power of God, but in the wisdom of men. So when you talk about wisdom, people run away. Amen. But you see what he's saying, that wisdom, we speak wisdom among them that are what? Okay. Let's look at the Italian. Who is perfect? Perfect. Telios. No. Down. Yeah, there. No. Next. Good. All right. Telios means those who are complete in various applications of full age. Those who are matured. Amen. This night we are going to maturity.
Amen.
Paul said, brethren, let us go on to maturity. Amen. So we cannot be drinking milk all the time. We are now overgrowing milk. So let's go on to mature things. Amen. I know even in natural, when you grow up, when the man is growing up, you need to go to serious issues. And we're looking at the issues of the mind, issues of maturity, the real substance. Amen. Okay, so let's go back. Okay, so we speak wisdom among them that are matured. And this wisdom is not the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of God. There are different types of wisdom. Two types of wisdom. God's wisdom, man's wisdom. Man's wisdom, I'm in school, I'm studying, that is man's wisdom. Alright? And I can be very good at it. You're a teacher, you study how to teach, how to control your class, how to do this and that. That is man's wisdom. He gives you. It's completely different from God's wisdom. Amen. God's wisdom is by the Spirit. There's the Spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. There's the Spirit of wisdom. So there are two different. We're not talking about man's wisdom. Okay. And you know there is my three wisdom. How many people know there's my one wisdom? The fellow is laughing. When you go there. Or you go to address Abba wisdom. She's like, Alisa is laughing. She knows what I'm talking. When you land Abba, there is a different kind of wisdom. You better wake up. Oh, yeah, God, I've sold you. Amen. Bible says that one is devilish. James says what? Devilish, sensual, carnal. Amen. But the wisdom that is from above is what? Pure, gentle, peaceable. Full of good fruits, easily to be treated, and so on. Amen. There are two types of wisdom. We know too much of man natural Nigerian wisdom. You know there's Igbo wisdom too. It's a come out. So we're coming out from Nigerian wisdom, your tribe wisdom, and family wisdom too. Amen. All those levels we are coming out. And we are coming on to God's wisdom. Amen. Okay, so now, he's talking about this wisdom. Now, look at verse 9. That's really when we begin to go into. But he says, but it is written, I had not seen. Which eye is this? Ear has not heard. Which one is this? Alright? Neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them. Now, even if you say natural eyes, or more appropriately, the eye of the mind, the eye of the spirit. Okay, if we finish quickly, we can go to that dimension. We'll take it another time. All right, but this is just like an introduction. But he says, I had not seen, nor ear heard, the things, neither had entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Verse 10, take it away. Say, but those things that have not entered. Remember, the eye and the mind is blinded, isn't it also? The mind is blinded. We saw that in the two other ones we read. So, the mind is blind. So, he doesn't know anything about God. When the man is born into this world, he knows natural wisdom. He knows Nigerian wisdom, Nigerian this. You know all those things, but I don't know God. Amen.
Amen.
But he's saying that those things are revealed unto us by the Spirit. So the Spirit is our teacher. Is that correct? The Holy Ghost is our teacher. Amen.
Amen.
And 1 Corinthians 2. Do we know that scripture? Can we find the 1 Corinthians? No, 1 John 2:26. Also, it says that you have an anointing that abided in you. that does what? Teacheth you all things. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you seen it? 1 John. Let's go to 1 John. Let's look at it. It's an important scripture. Okay, 2:27. Good. 1 John 2:27. It's an important scripture. Mark it. Mark it. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. Listen. Everything in the tabernacle was anointed. That is the rule. When they are consecrating the temple, they are anointed. If you are the temple of God, your soul must be anointed. Your mind must be anointed. Your, the eyes of your understanding must be anointed. Everything in you must be anointed. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. Do you understand? The principle is that the temple must be anointed. And Paul said, "Know you not that you are the temple of the living God?" Isn't that so? Now, when you are born again, the life of God comes into your soul. You are born again. When you receive baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God comes into your spirit. Amen. So that's the anointing of the Spirit. But it means two. It's only one of our three anointed. Number, the second one is the mind, the emotions. Alright? And that is the baptism into Christ. That is the Spirit of God from your spirit begins to anoint the different parts of your mind. Amen. And that's what we are saying, turning the mind to the Lord. Alright? Now, if you don't understand that, we can take that in question. All right, but it says that, but the anointing which you have received abided in you. Eh? And does what? And you need not that any man teach you. This is not saying that you should not receive ministry. But this is speaking of a basic teaching that the Spirit of God brings to you and me. Amen. But you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as he has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Amen. Amen. So the Spirit of God that we have received is a teacher. It teaches us. Okay, as you read the scriptures, if you are quiet enough, if you open your heart, you will see that the Spirit of God comes and begins to interpret the scripture, break it down, and quicken it to you. Praise God. Amen. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians 2. We'll soon close. Okay, where are we now? Verse 10. So he said, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Amen. That is said that the Spirit of God does what? Bears witness with our spirit. That we are what? The sons of God. So there is a witness between the Spirit of God and our spirit. Do you have a marker? Do you have? Okay, yeah. Okay, just can you look up briefly? Look up briefly. So this is the spirit of man. Okay, so there are two here. So take 2 circles. This is the spirit of God. And then this is the spirit of man. Okay? So the spirit of God is bearing witness to your spirit. Alright, so this is, it happens when you become born again. Before you are born again, there is a block. Amen. Your spirit is dormant. But when you get born again, the Spirit of God quickens it. And how much more when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this flow is quickened. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, you have your soul, and then you have your body. Okay, so we're looking at, and then this is Christ, and then this is the Father. So this is what we are looking at. This is the major thing you are looking at. Amen. The Spirit of God bears witness with your own spirit. There's a ministry. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God knows the things of God. And your own spirit knows the things that concern you. Amen. Hallelujah. And Romans said, we do not know what we should pray, but that the Spirit of God makes intercession for us. So we are saying that there is a place where God and man join together. It's a he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. And it is the Spirit of God that is the energy of it. Amen. And the Bible says that when we shall turn to the Lord, that the veil shall be broken. Amen. So he says, so there is a revelation. So the Spirit of God ministers to us by revelation. Amen. Otago for the sleep. The sleep will rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You just woke up. We're almost there. Alright. So how does the Spirit of God minister to you? By revelation. Not by book. Not by studying. It comes by revelation. Amen. It may come in the sleep. Someone has a dream. It may come while in the ministry and there's a quickening in your heart. You see something in your heart. The time is coming when we shall dream and see visions. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen now.
Amen.
We are talking about reality of spirit, of soul, and of mind. Where you see visions. I'm sure what we're doing now is an introduction, but God is moving us into dreams and visions and trances. Amen. Hallelujah. When the man is talking and you see, Jesus saw their heart. How did he know the heart of the people? Don't you understand? He knew their hearts. He discerned their hearts. So, we have been blind. We are not able to discern. But that old man that I used to be is fading away. Amen. Bible says, we shall know as we are knowing. Don't you understand? So as we begin to turn to the Lord, as my mind begins to be overshadowed by the Spirit of God, by the mind of Christ, hallelujah, there's a revelation, there's a constant revelation of God. Amen. The Bible says that He will take of the things of God and He will show it to us.
Oh yes,
amen. Huh? Can we see that? John 16. Is it 14? John 16, 13. Let's look at John 16, 13. Let's see what is there. John 16:13. Okay, good. Please, if you are sleeping, wake up. You must know this scripture.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
It's Angela. Say amen.
Amen.
Good. Saying, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come? What will He do? He will guide you or guide me. We are into all truth. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. He will show you things to come.
Amen.
You are praying and asking God for a word. God opens it and tells you something. Amen. I had to do a business and say, God, I began to pray and God gave me wisdom. This is what to do. I'm telling you, God can tell you what to do. You don't need to read books of management. That is a low level. We are working by Holy Ghost book of management. He opens it and gives you a word of wisdom. Don't you understand? This is what to do. It comes by revelation. Brethren, we should be people of revelation. Paul said, I went up by revelation. Eh? Hallelujah. Say amen now.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
We should go up by revelation. Just say, brother. Eh? He had an appointment. In the dream, he saw the doctor come into him. And ask him a question. Do you know what happened? The next day he walked into the clinic. Do you know what happened? The same man, the same dress, came in and asked him the same question.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah! This is reality. Just across the road somewhere. Brethren, it's going to be a commonplace experience with us.
Oh, yeah.
That we shall be made of revelation. Yeah. Hallelujah! As the man is talking, you are laughing because you have already seen him. As he's telling lies, he knows that this one is going to chop the body. He said, I'm not giving you the body. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. That's where we're going to. Amen. Somebody had a dream. They called Daniel. They said, can you tell us the dream? He said, no problem. Can you imagine? Daniel went and told the man the dream. And what else did he do? He told the man the interpretation. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to. Because in his mind he could perceive it. He got it by revelation. Hallelujah. So he said, he shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine and shall show it all to you. All things that the Father hath are what? Are mine, are yours. Amen. He said, and again, therefore I said I that you shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, okay, and it goes on and on. You know, so there are many of such scriptures. So the Spirit of God has been given to us to teach us. Amen. To bring the revelation of God to our hearts. Amen. But our heart must be cleaned out. That's where the war is. Amen. So determine to turn your heart to the Lord. Amen. One easy way to turn your heart to the Lord is scripture. Amen. And the Lord said, scripture. It keeps. Read it. As you begin to read the scripture, your mind is focused. And as you begin to think about it, your mind begins to, and it begins to open up. And you see God begin to talk to you. And the life of God comes, because the Spirit of God is the sword of the Spirit. Is it not so, brother? Amen. The Spirit of God will always witness the Word. And the Word will always witness the Spirit. Amen. So if you have the scripture, the Spirit will come. Amen. Do you get the secret? As you have the Word, the Spirit will come. So the easiest way to get the Spirit of God is the Word. Get the Word. Begin to meditate on the Word, and the Spirit will come upon that Word. Amen. Okay, I think I'll close at this point. Let's just, you know, it's just a brief summary, but we are showing that there is a place where the Spirit of man and the Spirit of God bear witness. They walk together. Amen. In fact, the right thing is that the Spirit of God is overshadowing my spirit. Amen. And after it overshadows my spirit, you call it baptism of the Holy Ghost, it wants to also overshadow my mind. Amen. Amen. Remember, Mary was overshadowed, isn't it also? Amen. So the Spirit of God is coming to overshadow the mind also. Amen. And bring the mind into Christ. Hallelujah. And when that happens, the body will follow quickly. The body will run away and say, look, I'm also going. Amen. And the body will become overtaken. Amen. The body will change also. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, the energy in the body must come from the mind. I'm telling you, as you begin to turn your mind to the Lord, you see changes in your body.
Oh yes.
I'm telling you. The energy of your body must come from the mind. That's the way God made it. Amen. The food you eat comes from your mind. Brother, when you don't walk, brother, there's no food for you. Even naturally. This leg, brother, have you heard leg eat food? It's the mind, the work of the mind, that brings money for you to buy food to give this body, even the natural. How much more in the spirit? So, the mind is the key. You must turn it. Whatever you do, your mind must begin to. Amen. Say, so be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. That is the battle. Fight it. Amen. Fight it. Invest in it. Time and money. Energy. Invest in it. Begin to turn the mind, and you will see the change. Praise the Lord. Next time, we are going to go into the mind. We are just introducing it. We will look at the different aspects of the mind. And then, as you see it from the scripture, not from man's level, but as you begin to see from the scripture, you will begin to see how you can change your mind. Amen. How you can recover the mind. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Praise God. Okay, that was 20 minutes.
Yes, Lord, heal my mind.
Heal my mind. Yeah.